From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later tonight, science looks at the paranormal. Should be fascinating. Happy birthday, by the way, to my late father. He would have been 99 years old today. Wow. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Our friendly doc is back with us, Dr. Joel Wallach. Research has resulted in the publication of all kinds of peer-reviewed and refereed journal articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He heads up criticalhealthnews.com, which is part of Youngevity. The website, again, is criticalhealthnews.com. There is a toll-free number to call for assistance. When Doc gives information, you might not have time to write this down. You might be driving. You might be sleeping in bed. Take this number down and keep it and call these folks whenever you want. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc, I've got a million questions for you today. How are you?
Well, fabulous. It's always good to talk to you, George. You're the greatest.
You too. We had a great luncheon a couple days ago, and everybody there was talking about you, but one guy said, please ask Doc, does he really eat a stick of butter a day? And I said, I'll ask him.
Yeah, a stick of butter a day, and it has a lot of vitamin D3 in it, which is good for your immune system, which is good right now because of the pandemic. And also, it has good fats, which every cell in your body needs. And, you know, what's the first food that every mammal baby, whether you're a whale or an elephant or a rhino or a giraffe, a buffalo, a human being, lion, tiger, bear, milk.
Mama's milk.
Yep. And so milk is the greatest food ever designed by the good Lord. And so I stick with that.
So when you eat the butter, do you eat it over the course of the day? You don't eat it all at one sitting, do you?
Usually I eat it over the course of the day. I'll have it three, four times. And so one stick of butter, you know, eat about a third of a quarter or a third of a stick of butter with each meal. I eat a lot of rice and baked sweet potatoes. And so when the rice is hot and the sweet potato is hot, it melts right in. And I eat a lot of salmon fillets. Grilled lightly, and then I use cocktail sauce on top of the grilled salmon for breakfast, and when I have a glass of red wine with my dinner, I'll have a steak or lamb chops from Australia, and so, you know, I eat well. I take my 90 essential nutrients. Actually, I take 215 different nutrients. The basic is the 90, and I've been doing this in June. It'll be 75 years.
Good for you. Good for you. Another person there said, ask Doc. Now, we know he's against gluten and things like that, but what is he really like to eat? So I'll let you say that, too. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you need to stay away from the bad foods. That's equally as important as eating all, you know, taking the 90 essential nutrients, because they're not in your food, so you must consciously, proactively take them as a supplement. But staying away from the bad foods is important. Things like fried foods, processed meats, you know, deli slices, pepperoni, jerky, that kind of stuff, ham, bacon, you got to stay away from it. They cause cancer. And then you have to stay away from gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, because they damage your intestines, so you cannot absorb nutrition. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. There are no autoimmune disease where your body's attacking itself. Well, I have five generations of my family with this disease. Well, they all eat the same way, right? Well, yeah, we've been eating the same way since my grandma. That's why you have five generations with the same problems. And nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like gold and silver. And you can eat the same recipe your grandma ate, like your father, your daddy, who just passed. Sorry about that, but I'm sure he's...
Well, it was he died 11 years ago, Doc.
Oh, okay. 99
He would have been 99 today. He passed on at 88, which is still a pretty darn good run.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's one of those things where you want to make sure that you understand that the lifespan for a human being is the genetic life expectancy for human beings is like 145, 165. And we, the Americans, we're supposed to have the greatest healthcare system in the world, yet our lifespan is only 75.
And it's gone down since COVID.
Yeah, well, it was 79, and since COVID went down to 75. The medical doctor's average lifespan is 58. Now, I have a couple of books out there which deal with this. So one is called Dead Doctors Don't Lie, And the other one is called The Truth About Nutrition. The other one is called Black Gene Lies. There are no genetic diseases in black folks, and this is Black History Month. There are no genetic diseases in anybody. And so I have epigenetics. I invented the new science of epigenetics, which has taken the place of genetics. And that was represented by 20,000 autopsies, a total of $25 million grants from National Institutes of Health. My thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute is a national treasure. And Tom was asking me why everybody calls me Doc. So he said he asked me what my whole name was, including my middle name. He didn't know. Well, they call me Doc because I have a doctorate in veterinary medicine. I have a doctorate as a physician, and I have a doctorate as a pathologist. And I'm the guy that got rid of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that got rid of muscular dystrophy. I'm the guy that got rid of sudden death syndrome. You don't hear about the disease anymore because through lawsuits, through the federal courts, I sued the FDA and forced them to put these nutrients into baby formulas like Enfamil and Similac. And these things, mothers were not laying on their babies. Sudden death syndrome was just nutritional deficiencies.
You saved a lot of lives on that, Doc.
Yeah, and we gave the information on muscular dystrophy to Jerry Lewis in the telethon. He had raised $2 billion for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. We gave him 12 charts, and he talked to the doctors that signed off on them. Said, we don't know why, but these kids don't have muscular dystrophy anymore. So we took him to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. The Muscular Dystrophy Association fired Jerry Lewis and shut down the telethon because they didn't want Jerry Lewis running around saying muscular dystrophy is not genetic.
Unbelievable. Now, you like rice, don't you?
Oh, yeah. If you eat like an Asian, you're going to add 25 to 50 years to your life because there's no gluten in rice. There's no gluten in sweet potatoes. There's no gluten in squash. Gluten is in oatmeal for breakfast.
Why, gluten is that bad for us?
Yes, sir. Now, you have to appreciate, there are people who are not sensitive to gluten. They're dead people. The only people who are not sensitive to gluten are dead people. Now, when you compare, and I have some comparisons, I thought you might be asking me about that right now. If I may, let me give you a couple of statistics here.
Sure.
Let's compare Mexico. Okay, with a population of 129 million, they have 5,418,000 infections of COVID and 315,000 dead. You look at Vietnam with 96 million, okay, about like two-thirds of this population of Mexico. They have only 2 million infections and 39,000 dead.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah. Now let's look at one more. The Philippines, with 109 million population, they have 3.6 million infections and 55,000 dead. And you look at Italy, with only 60 million population.
With all that pasta and stuff.
Yeah, all Italy, gluten alert, you know, pizza crust, bread, wine, whiskey, beer.
Pasta,
yeah, oatmeal, breakfast of champions, Wheaties. Now, remember, I said the Philippines, with 109 million, they have 55,776 dead. Italy has, with only two-thirds of the population, 60 million, they have 153,000 dead, okay, three times. And Philippines have 3 million infections. Italy has 12.5 million infections.
Wow.
And that's the pizza people.
Wow. And we're pretty high here, too, in the United States, aren't
well,
we?
Well, you've asked the pertinent question. When you look at the USA, we have 332 million people. We have 80 million infections and 963,371 dead. In a couple of days, we'll be over a million dead. Now, we have 50 states. There's four states, California, Texas, Florida, and New York State, which has 30 to 40% of the infections and deaths from COVID. So the other 46 have the other 60%, okay? So California has 36% Latinos. All they eat is wheat, bran, and oats. Texas has 36% Latinos. All they eat is wheat, bran, and oats. Florida has 36% Latinos. All they eat is wheat, bran, and oats. In New York State, they have 36% Latinos and about 15%, Italians.
You got to watch what you eat.
Yeah.
That sounds like a major thing.
No gluten. You supplement with your 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and you're going to add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. I can take people with irritable bowel syndrome. I can take people with things like lupus. I can take people with any kind of those kind of bowel issues and skin issues and things that doctors say are autoimmune and put them on a gluten-free diet, get them on the 90 essential nutrients, and just, I say, always give me 90 days, and I can get rid of diabetes. I can get rid of high blood pressure.
You can make them feel better. Doc, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and take phone calls in a moment. Here's a website to go to, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And the toll-free number to call for assistance is 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, I've got a litany of emails that have flooded in here. One wants to know about a friend of his who has severe tendinitis. What can you recommend there?
Okay, well, tendons are a particular type of connective tissue, and they're found in all kinds of places, your skin, the walls of the arteries, the valves in your heart. So the same material is found in a lot of places, in the walls of the intestine, and so on. So the first thing you have to do when you have tendinitis is to get rid of all the bad foods that cause the inflammation and also stop the absorption of nutrients, okay? No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats, no sugar, no carbon in your drinks. Even the diet ones got to go because the carbonation neutralizes stomach acid, which is required to be able to absorb the raw materials to make the tendon material, the connective tissue. Then, per 100 pounds of body weight, they need one healthy brain and heart pack per month. One healthy brain and heart pack per month has 215 nutrients in it, and they need the MSM. Per 100 pounds of body weight, they'll need one bottle of that. It's a big bottle, so you can take three twice a day. And it'll support and promote maintenance, repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between a vertebrae, bone, makes your bone itself, heart, valves, et cetera, skin, arteries, veins. And then one of my favorites is collagen peptides. This replaces, you're probably too young, George, to remember bone broth. Grandma used to put the bones.
Your buddy pharmacist Ben talks about that. He loves it.
Oh, yeah. And this is, we make bone broth. It's collagen peptides. It's made from fish, poultry, sheep, and beef bones. And so you don't have to, you know, boil bones in vinegar water all night on the stove to make bone broth because we've made it for you. I take a scoop with my morning drink, and I put a scoop in the evening drink. And I take a 200-pound man's dose. I only weigh 142 pounds, but I kind of go overboard. You need vitamin D3. I take three of those twice a day, even though I live in Southern California. And that's because vitamin D3, even the Israelis came out with a big two-year study just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, it's great.
And showed very clearly that vitamin D3 is required for your immune system. Everybody knows about absorbing calcium and putting calcium in your bones, but very few people have thought about it. Your immune system is in your bone marrow. So if your bone marrow is not happy because you're not getting enough nutrition into the bone to maintain healthy bone marrow, you're not going to have a good immune system. So almost everybody who really suffered, you know, there's these long-haul COVID-19 people, the long-haul COVID, they had osteoporosis before they got the COVID.
Okay. And I bet they had low D3.
They had low D3. You got it. You get an A+, George.
Thank you, Doc. Let's take some calls and continue with the bunch of emails I've got here. Tom's got text and tweets as well. Mary in New Jersey, get us started. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Sure. Hello, everybody. This goes back to 1987. I want to know if there's a better way to get gallstones out of your body. My mother's gallbladder was taken out. They left all the stones. And she had to go to another hospital because they left a tube sticking out of her side.
Oh, geez.
And they attempted to crush them. And then she screamed, "Get me out of here. There's blood squirting all around. They're not doctors." And I got her out. Then she had to go to another hospital. And they went down her throat to get the gallstones.
How old is mom?
She's gone now. That was back in 1987,
okay.
Or 1912.
You have to appreciate, the liver does a lot of things. In fact, they absorb a lot of healthy fats, the essential fatty acids and so forth, and fatty vitamins, okay?
What causes
like
gallstones? Fat-soluble
vitamins.
What causes gallstones, Doc?
Okay, I'm getting there. Now, gallstones are caused by the liver not getting what it needs. The liver needs 90 essential nutrients, okay? It does so many things. And when you're eating gluten, even if you're supplementing, if you're doing something silly like just supplementing with vitamin C and some zinc, and you're eating whole grains and that kind of stuff, your liver's not going to be happy. That's why people who drink alcohol, like whiskey, beer, their liver's not happy because they're getting all that gluten through the liquid form of gluten, and they can't get nutrition to the liver. That's why they get fatty livers and liver cirrhosis. Now, the gallstones occur when you don't have everything the liver needs to make proper use of the gallbladder and the bile ducts and all that kind of stuff. So we actually have what we call the gallbladder in a bottle. It's the ultimate enzymes. We go to the slaughterhouse, we get the gallbladders from all the cows they kill, and we take the bile out, we dry it out, and we put it in these capsules.
Huh.
Okay.
And that works.
And so you take two of these, say 5 to 10 minutes for each meal, with a couple ounces of water, and it'll absorb all the stuff you need to absorb that you're not getting absorbed because you're not getting the bile down into your intestines because the gallstones are acting like a dam and preventing that from happening. And so then your liver heals, and you get rid of liver cirrhosis and liver fatty liver and all that kind of stuff without surgery and without a transplant and all that kind of stuff. And so we've been doing this, gosh, for at least 40 years.
Doc, I can't tell you how many people I know have had their gallbladders taken out.
Well, the doctors who do that should have their licenses taken away, because see, what they do is they have a discomfort there, and it could be their appendix on that side, the right side. It could be their gallbladder. Okay, some of those stones blocking the gallbladder, so when it's constricting, trying to get the bile down in the intestine, it can't do it.
So they take it out, right?
Yeah. So they say, well, we'll just take it out, and that'll solve the problem. Well, that's not true. What they should do, of course, is take the gallbladder in a bottle, and so they're going to be absorbing all the stuff that the bile would normally help you absorb, the fat-soluble vitamins, the essential fatty acids, and so forth. And the liver recovers very quickly. I always tell people, give me 90 days, but usually in 2 to 6 weeks, the liver goes back to normal.
It's a very resilient organ, isn't it?
Yes. It does so many things. I think it has 50 responsibilities, 50.
That's amazing. Tom's got a text and tweet for you, Doc. What do you have, Tom?
Hey, in from Gary in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Can you please have the doctor discuss shingles and how to prevent them and if they can be prevented through diet?
Shingles. You get shingles from chickenpox, Doc?
Well, shingles, of course, is a viral disease. I don't know about chickenpox, but it's a viral disease. And basically, we have our liquid colloidal silver. That's also good for COVID-19, okay? Colloidal silver, for 25 years I've been taking 2 droppers full under my tongue 30 minutes before each meal and 30 minutes before bedtime. So I go through 2 of our 4-ounce bottles of Youngevity's colloidal silver.
What's it taste like?
And water. It's clear, no alcohol in it. It has no taste, no smell, nothing. It's so safe you can put it in babies' eyes if they have inflammation in their eyes.
Oh, jeez, really?
Put a few drops in there. But if you have shingles, what you want to do is get some Q-tips or cotton balls and soak them with the colloidal silver and put them where you have the shingles, okay, around your eyes, your mouth, or your butt, or wherever you have them, okay? And then, of course, we have our hand sanitizer. If like me, I'm out all the time and seeing hundreds of people a day and so forth. So I use a hand sanitizer quite a bit. That's a big product for us right now with the COVID thing going on. And I have a cart by my front door. So when I go out the door, I use extra hand sanitizer and colloidal silver in addition to my usual doses. And then when I come back in, I take off all my clothes, throw them in the basket, do the hand sanitizer, do the colloidal silver, take the shower, clean all up, put on clean clothes. And, I'm 83 years old, and I, don't have any problems with the COVID. I don't have any debilitating diseases, none. I've never had any surgery.
And you're still in front of a lot of people, too, aren't you?
And I I see thousands of people every month. I only have one tooth missing. That was knocked out in a fight in a mall when 3 guys tried to take my packages. And so...
You got knocked out?
No. They knocked out a tooth.
Oh, a tooth.
Yeah, a tooth. But they ran away because I hurt them bad. They didn't realize I'm small, and they didn't realize, I lettered 4 years in a row at the University of Missouri.
You were in wrestling, weren't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember that. Let's go to the phones. Delbert's with us, truck driving in Kansas. Welcome to the show. Hey, Delbert, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just wondering, my blood pressure in the past 6 months has just skyrocketed. I mean, like 180 over 100.
Okay.
And I'm not overweight. I weigh 160. I'm 5'10". I get a lot of exercise. I unload all my own truck and everything.
Okay. But I have a question for you, Delbert.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Delbert, do you have any kidney issues?
No.
Okay. Do you wake up at night to urinate, you know, once, twice, three times, four times at night?
Maybe once.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have diabetes?
No.
Okay. Do you have skin problems?
No.
Do you have any ringing in your ears?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you have ringing in your ears, you have osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve. But also, when you have those problems, you're going to get problems with the arteries in your brain, your coronary arteries in your heart. You're going to get problems with the arteries in your kidneys, and your kidneys will release a hormone called renin, which drives the blood pressure up, trying to get more dirty blood into the kidneys. Okay, so I think that's where you're at. How much do you weigh, sir?
160.
100. Yeah, 160.
160, okay. So what I want you to do, and don't cold turkey off your medication for your high blood pressure, but as your blood pressure comes down, and it will, you want to slowly reduce the medication based on the numbers, okay? It might take you 2 to 6 weeks to get off your medication, but you'll get off of it. I do this all the time. I don't care if you haven't urinated in 10 years, you're on dialysis 6 days a week, your blood pressure's out of the roof, and usually in a couple of weeks you're off of the dialysis, okay? So here we go. None of the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, rye, oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And then at your weight, I want you to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I want you to get 2 bottles a month of our MSM, so you can take 3 of those twice a day for the health of the walls of the arteries. I want you to take 3 bottles a month of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, take 3 with each meal. And they're going to support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow through blocked arteries in your brain, your eyes, your heart, your kidneys, any place else you have blocked arteries, your lungs, anywhere else. And again, usually within a couple of weeks, you'll see an improvement. Don't cold turkey off your blood pressure medication, but as the blood pressure drops, you can slowly reduce your medication. And usually within 2 to 6 weeks, you'll be off your medication and you won't have high blood pressure anymore.
And Delbert, here's a phone number to call for everything Doc just said in case you missed it because you're driving a truck right now. 1-855-949-7234. Just give them a call. Tell them about the time you were on with Doc. Tell them who you are because they're listening to the show, taking notes. And, Doc, is it normal for the heart to skip a beat once in a while?
No.
It's not?
No. Okay. There's all kinds of nutritional deficiencies. You can have a partial blockage in a coronary artery. You can have a blood clot that kind of slides through one of those coronary arteries and get a regular heartbeat. But one of the most common reasons for an irregular heartbeat is called AFib, atrial fibrillation.
Mm-hmm. Caffeine will do it to you, right?
I'm sorry?
Caffeine will do it to you, too.
Well, that can, yeah. Caffeine's a drug. But at any rate, one of those things were you had osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, causes what's called AFib, irregular heartbeat. And doctors want to anesthetize you, cut your chest open, take your heart out, and do what's called an ablation. They take a hot branding iron and touch it to various areas of your heart, trying to find the area that's making your heart do funny things.
Jeez.
It's not a heart disease. It's actually just osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing that 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve. And so nobody should ever submit to an ablation because the death rate from that treatment is so high.
It's got to be huge.
It's like 40%, very high. So you do not want to get an ablation if you have atrial fibrillation, tachycardia, bradycardia, any of those kind of things. It's osteoporosis of the skull squeezing that 10th cranial nerve. And so we, you know, get on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, get on the MSM, get on the collagen peptides, take the vitamin D3, take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, and it all goes away.
Email in from Ted. His dad is in his 80s. He's 5'11", 160 pounds, but he has a high platelet count, over 750,000. How does he get it down?
Okay. Usually when people have irregular numbers of platelets, too many, too few.
And I assume he's talking about blood platelets, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. And also they can be anemic. They can have low white blood cells and so forth. And so doctors want them to come in, and they'll give them a transfusion once a month or once a week. They'll give them an iron and B12 shot and that kind of stuff. And they have it all wrong. Again, these are people who are eating gluten, and they're not supplementing properly, so they cannot absorb nutrients that are necessary for the bone marrow to make proper amounts of platelets. And when your body doesn't respond properly, your body overbuilds things. It makes too many things trying to compensate. Say, hey, why aren't you responding? I'm making these things. And it makes more and more and more, and it becomes a pathological. You get a disease, okay? And so it's one of those things where, again, they got to get rid of all the bad foods. These are gluten issues, okay? And then, of course, they need to take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, the collagen peptides, the MSM, the vitamin D3, and it all goes away. I'm sure the doctors are wanting them to come in once a month so they can take a pint of blood or whatever it is and reduce the platelet count by taking a pint of blood from them. But, see, that's how they get their kids through college.
Take that blood. We're going to come back with Doc Wallach in a moment and take a final hour of phone calls just ahead. Those of you on hold, just hang where you are. We will get to you. His website, criticalhealthnews.com, and we seem to be off and running on another record. So just hit it. Don't forget, they have free apps, too, in your app store, criticalhealthnews.com. It's very great and handy to go to. And on Fridays, Doc does a live Zoom call in the mornings, and that's about 8 a.m. Pacific time, but to take advantage of that as well. All that information is at the coasttocoastam.com website linked up to criticalhealthnews.com.